A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week 8 of 100 days to 100Ks. In 40 days from now, I'm going to be completing the UTA Ultra Trail Australia Blue Mountains 100 kilometer ultra marathon. And far out, training is going pretty good. It's been my biggest week yet, and I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. And the topic of this week is my training equipment. And the people who have been helping me out so much with my training equipment are Wild Earth Australia. So Wild Earth Australia is a store where you can pick up anything you need for outdoor adventures, including camping, hiking, climbing, running, bike, travel, water sports, and everything in between. So they've been helping me gear up for the UTA, and I'm stoked to share that they've provided listeners of this podcast with an epic discount. So if you head to the show notes of this podcast, you can find a little link where you can download the Wild Earth Wallet Pass. You're going to fill out a short little form, and then you're going to have access to Wild Earth's sale price all day, every day, whether or not they're on sale or not. So head to the show notes, click the link. You're going to fill out the little form, add the Good Human Pod, where you add which little group you're joining, and you're going to download the Wallet Pass to your phone. Whenever you go into store at Burleigh Heads or Brisbane, you're going to get access to sale price all day, every day, or you can shop online at wildearth.com.au, and you're going to be using that sale price from your profile for everything you need. In this little short X episode, I'm going to read out and talk to you about some of the equipment that I've picked up recently, and all of it has been from Wild Earth. So big thank you for them. If you do need any of that equipment, make sure you shop using that pass and using that discount for every item you get. Another big help for my run has been 2X Espresso. So 2X Espresso and their functional performing coffee, the Delta brand, which is a premium Brazilian coffee infused with nootropics to help you feel that coffee buzz and support focus all day without the coffee crash. I love this stuff. It's a great friend of mine's business, and he's been absolutely killing it. He's just like me and lives a life that's really on the go. So with early morning starts, either going to the gym, going for a run, wanting to get a quick hit of coffee but not have to go to the store, wait for them to make you a nice coffee, I use this coffee every single day. So it comes in two flavors, the original coffee and the salted caramel. I love the salted caramel, and it's infused with nootropics. The three main ingredients are alpha GPC, also L-theanine and Panax ginseng. It's way cheaper than going to the coffee shop and buying one. So I just put the little 2 spoons of the powder in bottom of a little takeaway coffee jar, put in a bit of hot water. I squeeze a little bit of honey as well. And then for me, I heat up some milk with a little whizzer, which makes it a bit foamy. I pour it in and bang, I've got a coffee on the go. Delicious, way cheaper, and it has way more good stuff in it. So if you want to grab some 2X Espresso, head over to their website, 2xespresso.com. Use the code GOODHUMAN for 30% off everything at checkout. Delicious coffee, ready to go and out the door. Yeah, that's what I love drinking, so go check it out. Okay, so equipment. Equipment's a big one. It's something that once I started getting into running, I realized, okay, especially endurance running, once you start getting over that 2 hours, you really need to take your equipment seriously. So the first things I think that's an obvious one is running shoes. So I've been using some just Hoka shoes for the road. A lot of my training is just a lot of impact on road running. So I've been using just a pair of Hoka Clifton 9s. I was in store at Wild Earth, and knew I needed some new road shoes, so I got some Clifton 9s. And then what I didn't realize when I first started getting into, I guess, trail running is that it's a completely different shoe. When you're running trails, when you're running over rocks and dirt surfaces that are uphill, downhill, stairs, you need a bit more grip than running on the road and running on pavement. So I picked up a pair of Hoka Speed Goats from Wild Earth as well. So good. Just being able to know you have confidence under your feet that when you're running over slippery surfaces, your shoes are going to help carry you across that has been a big game changer for me. So shoes are an obvious one, making sure that you have a pair that are comfortable, that you know you can run a long distance in without getting blisters. Yeah, really important to me. I tried a different pair. I tried some Salomon ones that I think are a bit more for speed. They had a pair, little bit of material around the back of the heel instead of a real comfortable bit, and I didn't really like it. So I've been loving the Hockers Speed Go to be my go-to on the trail and Clifton 9 on the road. What else? Another really important thing when you start running distance is a running vest. So I've been using a Salomon running vest, which has been incredible. The Salomon Advanced Skin 12-liter unisex hydration vest in vanilla ice and black, size medium, has been perfect for me. It's just a way to carry everything you need with you in a comfortable way that's not going to make you overheat. It's not going to give you a rash on your body. And yeah, it can just allow you to take what you need on you without having to carry it in your hand. So that's a vest that I've been using. It comes with a couple of those drink bottles that are soft and they're kind of like a flasky, really soft material. So you fill it up with your water, fill it up with your hydration equipment, and yeah, good to go. So for me, I've just started using the Trail Brew Mango Iced Tea Flavor Endurance Sports Energy Drink. It's something that you're going to learn about in this Friday's episode with Laura Nash, who's a nutritionist. She's told me all about hydration and how you need to drink some sort of an endurance sports drink because it has carbs through it as well. So you get that energy, you get the carbohydrates through your water that you mix in, some electrolytes, and yeah, just this Trail Brew. So I've been trying that the last week. It's been really good for me. I've kept my energy through my runs, which has, yeah, been really good. Another thing that I picked up nutrition-wise has been some Morton gels. They have a couple different ones. I've been using just a non-caffeinated one quite a bit. I really enjoy just every 30 minutes taking that. That gets some more carbs into you and make sure that you can keep energy while doing your long runs. I took one of the caffeinated ones today for the first time. Kind of enjoyed it. Didn't get too much of a spike, which was really nice. And then I also had some Clif Bar energy blocks with the little cube, sodium ones that, yeah, felt really nice today out on my run. So I enjoyed that from a nutrition standpoint. I've also picked up a couple new things this week. So I picked up a medical kit to leave in my running vest when I go for my long runs. When you're out on runs, out alone in nature, you can slip, you can roll your ankle, you can get bites from snakes, you can get a whole bunch of different injuries pretty easily. So I just picked up a medical kit that's waterproof. So you put that in your running bag. Awesome. I also picked up a thing called a little Body Glide anti-chafe balm. So if I ever get chafe while I'm out running, I can get that on my underarms, on my gooch, wherever I get a bit of rash, I can roll that on. What else did I pick up this week from Wilders? I also picked up a head torch. I got an LED Lenser head torch. Lucy Bartholomew let me know recently that I need to make sure that I have a 1200 lumen one, which is a metric of light. So when I'm running through the darkness, which I did for the first time this week, I need to light up the, I guess, terrain that I'm running in. So I picked up a head torch, got a bit of getting used to. You can recharge it. And for me, found it hard because I had to like look down way more than I'm used to looking to light up the ground right in front of my feet. So I'll check in a bit more about that. But yeah, it's a 1200 lumen one. That's a good metric of light if you're going to be running in some dark places. Another thing I picked up that I haven't used yet are a pair of running poles. So I got a pair of Leckie running poles. They are pretty epic. I'm ready to give them a bit of use. So they're the Ultra Trail FX1 Trail running poles, bright red and neon yellow, 125 centimeters was the size for me. So excited to get the running poles out. I haven't really been doing much more than 30Ks yet, so I haven't needed the poles. But once I start over the next 3 weeks really pushing the distance, I know the running poles are going to come out. So I'll let you know how they go, how important they are for me. And the last thing that I picked up was a new pair of running pants. Having some really lightweight and comfortable pants were so good for me. So I picked up a set of the North Face Summit Pace Setter Run Briefs, running shorts. Yeah, they've been going good for me. Being comfortable to run in, to have a new pair of running pants kind of just makes me stoked when I get up in the morning and throw on some new running pants. It just gets me pumped to be out there being really comfortable. So there are a few bits of equipment been super important to me. The shoes, obviously the first thing that's really important if you're going to get into trail, making sure you have a pair of trail shoes and a pair of road shoes for when you're running on pavement for your training runs. Another one, if you are going to be running long distance into the night, having a good head torch, super important. And that medical kit, also important. The chase stuff, really important for when you're going for long runs. And also your nutrition is probably the most important thing. So I'll keep checking in with you guys over the next few weeks as I really dial in my nutrition plan, the different things that I'm finding good, whether I want hard food on my long runs or to keep going with the trail brew with the carbohydrates in it. The gels are a really important one. I've been loving the Morton gels, and that's the one that I got recommended but from everyone to try out. So I've been enjoying that. And yeah, just been having different hydration things, like drink Hyros, one that I've been trying for after my runs just to rehydrate. So that's a few different bits of equipment I've done this, tried out this week. And yeah, now I'll give you my update on my training, because this was my biggest week of running ever in my life this week. So kicked off on Monday. It was Easter Monday, so it was a public holiday. I had a nice little morning where I took my partner Carol out on the trails for the first time ever, out at the border trail between New South Wales and Queensland out the back of Tjugen. So I did 11.4Ks on that run, an hour and 20 minutes, average pace of 7 minute kilometers. But yeah, it was nice. I spent a few just chilled kilometers with my partner, and then we finished off. She stopped for a few Ks while I got the pace up, and then we finished off together. So it was really nice to take her out and have nice little session with her, get the legs going, get the trail session going after a week of no trails the previous week. So that was my Monday. I then got up on Tuesday morning and had Salt Social Run Club, 5 a.m. start down at down at Currumbin Beach. If you want to come down, it's completely free. It's an epic morning with the Salt Social crew, Jai Dean, my running coach. You can go back and listen to his story a few episodes back on the guests, but he runs that with an epic crew, usually around 50 to 100 people come down every Tuesday. And yeah, just a good way to go, get a little 10Ks in. You can run as little as you want or as much as you want. Everyone tries to finish within about an hour and come back, have a swim, have a coffee, and yeah, good time. So I got in a nice 10Ks in for that 5 minute 10 pace, started to pick it up a little bit, which was nice. Wednesday, I was feeling a little bit flat. I did a little workout with my partner and felt okay doing that. But then I was like, you know what? I want to get a run in to really get the Ks up this week. So I did a little 5K run on the beach in the afternoon, 6 minute K on the beach. So that was pretty cruisy. And then yeah, on Thursday, I have run coaching with Project PB, run coaching with Vanessa Andra and also Jai Dean, two previous guests recently on the pod. Go check them out. But Thursday is where we do some drills. And this Thursday was a pretty interesting one. We did a thing called fartlek, where we do 2 minutes on running at like 80% of our pace, and then 1 minute running at about 50% of our sort of max pace. So I was running at about 4:20 pace for my, or 4:15 for my 80% pace, which was a bit of a push for 2 minutes. And then we kind of got to cruise. So we did that for 9Ks. I set my personal record for 5 kilometer pace on Strava, 4:15, 5K. So that was pretty cool, even with the rest efforts within it as well. So that was nice on Thursday morning. Friday was my rest day. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to take it super easy on Friday. I had a little surf, got in the ocean, and that was nice. I then picked up all my new running equipment from Wild Earth. Shout out Wild Earth on Friday on my rest day. I did actually. And yeah, I was pumped to get out there on the trails and make sure I got a bit of a big weekend in. So Saturday morning, I woke up, dropped my partner to the markets at 4 a.m. and then headed out with the head torch on and started running at 5 o'clock out at the border trail once again for my second time for the week. Got another 11.3Ks in, 400 meters elevation, running a bit better pace that time. Averaged about 6:30, so picked up the pace running by myself and feeling good out on the trails. I want to make sure that for the 100 kilometer, I'm not just sort of taking it super easy. I want to make sure that when I have chances to run, which is a really good representation of this trail that I do run pretty average, around a 6 minute 30 pace, that's what I want to try and run for the race. So I'm starting to try and build into the legs that I can pick up some pace, hike the hills, but move pretty fast through the flats and the downhills. So that was nice on my Saturday morning. And then I knew I was actually meant to get a 3 hour run in on Sunday, but I just felt, to be honest, it was pouring rain. I was going to get up early on Sunday. I'd do a 20K run or do 3 hours on the really steep trails up at Apple Tree, up around the Springbrook Waterfall. But I woke up and it was torrential rain. I was like, it's not going to be that safe to go run on the trails when it's that much rain. So I just slept in and have a pretty cruisy morning. And then it got to lunchtime and the sun came out and I was like, you know what? I need to go get a good run in, get myself up to my personal record week. So went back out to the trail that I'd run the day before, got 16 Ks in this time, which was, yeah, really nice to kind of silence the mind when I was like, it's raining, it's a Sunday, you know what, just take some time off. I just went out there and punched it out. So this week was my biggest week ever, 62.5 Ks on the legs, but I felt pretty good. I felt not too bad. When I spread it across 6 days, it felt pretty good. I know next week I'm going to have to definitely pick up the Ks on the weekend. I need to go for some longer runs, averaging, you know, around 3-4 hours on the weekend if I want to start to get anything like race pace and race practice in. So that's going to be my goal this next week. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're enjoying this journey, if you're finding it beneficial or inspiring you to have a journey to follow for your own running journey, make sure you hit that like or subscribe. Go tell a friend about this podcast. I would love over the coming weeks as we get some massive guests on around nutrition, mindset, and endurance, it can continue to get shared around and hopefully bring people on this journey because I'm excited for the 100Ks. I hope you guys are too. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.